occurs in people with no family history. And it doesn't always cause symptoms, especially early on. So don't wait for symptoms to get tested. Screening helps prevent the disease by finding precancerous polyps so they can be removed. Remove the polyp, prevent the cancer. Screening also helps find colorectal cancer early when treatment works best. You might be thinking, oh no, not that test. But here's the thing, you have options. There's more than one screening test. Talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses. If you're over 50, get tested. Because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, it helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
The moon and bag pendant is just $99, and it sparkles with a diamond.
At Ramsey's.com.
Think you're dealing with drug poisoning, chemical poisoning, food poisoning? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan. Hour number two underway. Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber, and Metre. Over in the La Rose studios, buddy. We'll take your phone calls when you dial up 800-998-1003. A handful of different topics today. Ross Jackson coming up at 1:15. His thoughts on the Super Bowl, the Chris Richard hire, and his thoughts on what we're going to discuss here in this segment as well. Bottom of the hour and the 45 segment, going to focus on the Pelicans' win last night, 121-101. Zion, 28 points, 6 assists, 7 rebounds. He had a steal as well. The guy was just balling yesterday. And it's to play that, what was it, number one on ESPN radio this morning. You heard it here on ESPN New Orleans, home for Pelicans basketball. Voice of the Pelicans, Ty Graffanini, John DeShays.
Held up his dribble. Now he takes it. Throws it back out long to Booker. Shot clock at 8. Booker is hemmed out there in the sideline on the hash mark. Crosses over, floats it to nobody. Steele Reddick. Reddick up the floor to Bledsoe.
Kick it up.
Alley-oop Zion!
Yes, sir.
Come on, baby! Right hand tomahawk. What a feed for Bled. And that literally brought Zion thunder from the rafters.
Yeah, incredible, right? Right there. By that move, I'm saying what? 3-4 feet to the right of the rim, about 2 feet above, 12 feet. I mean, that's incredible. Again, well, I want to talk about this, the bottom of the hour, on what we're seeing on this, because it's a question that just popped in my head, and General D called earlier in hour number one and told me to cool it a bit and was wondering if it was happy hour already. I'm just, in the last 4 games, 2 of them, have we seen what the potential of this team can be? Comma, is it fool's gold? Is it? It makes me feel better, but we still got to move on and do things. So let's talk about that bottom of the hour. Cool? Good. And we'll hear from Stan Van Gundy. We'll hear from Zion. Hear from other players here as well. Because it was good to kind of hear certain those things. So yesterday, though, Sean Payton made the rounds a little bit. And again, one of the things we're talking about, and Jordan, I want to get your opinion on this because I wanted to get my kind of set the frame here. But DeMario Davis on Good Morning Football, quote, man, I sure hope so on if Drew Brees is coming back. I would feel much better if I could guarantee he was. And I said, look, when you read that, you see that there's a couple of ways, I guess, you could read into it or read it verbatim. That's his guy. He maybe does want him back. And one of the things you and I talked about during the top of the hour break, Jordan, what if the overwhelming majority of the team in the locker room reaches out to Sean and says, we want Drew back, reaches out to Drew, I want you back. You said something that I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I'd say I'd bring him back if the whole team agrees on, you know, let's run it back one more time.
So we're having a vote?
Well, I mean, if the majority of players want to see Drew Brees back in a New Orleans Saints uniform, it's almost like you have to have him back. I mean, even if the fans do not want Drew Brees back in a Saints uniform, if those guys that are going to battle with them every weekend want him as their starting quarterback, I don't think you...
Then there must be something that they know we don't know in terms of they see it every day and they think that he can give them a best chance to win. Because I think that's what happens at the end of the day, right?
Absolutely.
Who gives us the best chance to win?
Absolutely. And if DeMario Davis is saying that, I heard what you were saying. And, I think it's more of like a leadership thing. I know it's not really his place to make Drew's statement for him. But at the end of the day, those guys have to have some sense of what Drew Brees is doing. So I think he could have answered it a certain way to where – he could have hinted, but not at the same time, not given it away.
Exactly. I don't know how else he would have or could have answered that. Now, let me ask you this. Because I do think, as Brian and I have always discussed, and Brian always brings up, if you listen, Sean is telling you how he thinks and feels. If you listen. So, here's two different things here. Here's what he had to say on Drew. And again, I thought he was very strategic. Calculated on both points when he spoke about Jameis Winston and when he spoke about Drew. You played this yesterday. Him and Will Brinson on a podcast.
I feel kind of dumb asking this question, but like, did Drew Brees retire if we didn't hear about it? Or are you waiting for Drew Brees to retire? Do you want to tell us now that Drew Brees is retiring? Are you still waiting to find out what Drew Brees is going to do for 2021?
Yeah. Look, I think that's coming in the next week or two. And last season, there was a lot of time spent. He spent a lot of time. There's a wear and tear in these type of years, especially at that position. But I think that's something that within the next week and a half, that he's going to address and announce. Meanwhile, we're meeting most teams right at the end of the season. You meet on your own roster and you spend, a good portion of a week going through each player, talking about the season, where they're at, where they're going. We've gone through the quarterbacks. Of course, we've read all of those players. Taysom Hill, who's in the building. Jameis, who's now a free agent that we hope to sign here sooner than later. We've got a pretty good vision with those players. But I think within the next week, we'll know a little bit more.
Okay, why that, a couple of things stood out that, but the first thing that pops in my head, Jordan, I asked you to go back so we could accurately have it.
Yes, and it's actually the same time frame.
When did Drew Brees last year Instagram the picture, the beautiful scenery in Hawaii? Was there a rainbow?
Yes, there was. He has a few photos, and I remember that being the big storyline when we asked Sean Payton that. As a media, well, when are we going to find out? He's like, I don't know. Haven't talked to Drew since he got in the plane to go to Hawaii. We'll talk when he gets back.
Okay.
And I looked at all the Instagram photos, and the first one that was posted by Drew Brees is February 13th. So that's about 9 days away from a year ago.
Is that the one that says, let's make it coming back?
No, it's just now just relaxing on the back porch.
No. I want the one where
He doesn't have the one where he says, I'm coming back.
Well, we'll look for it.
I did look for it. It's not on there.
See, you told me you had it.
No, but it's
on the Instagram. He Instagrammed it.
He didn't. I looked through it.
I'm telling you, he Instagrammed it.
I'm looking through that time period, and there's nothing there. I know that you're talking about the Instagram photo of the big paragraph.
Coming back, yes.
And it's not on there. I'm looking for it. I'm through March now, and he made the decision already. See, they have his Brittany and I are committing $5 million to the state of Louisiana, but I don't Nothing that screams, I'm coming back.
Are you sure? Did you swipe? Did he have more pictures on that one? No. And when he was in Hawaii? I'm telling you, he Instagrammed it.
I mean,
I don't think he deleted it.
Nope, just singular photos.
Somebody help Jordan.
I'm telling you, I'm looking through his Twitter.
Find
his Instagram
me.
Right
I just
now.
Wanted to be accurate with it and try to find the time frame.
Well, the time frame because when he was on Hawaii, when he was making up his own mind, was February 13th through the 18th.
Okay.
And I'm almost positive as soon as he came back, either a few days later.
Right.
So between the period, the time frame of the 18th to the 24th, that's what I'm thinking was last year when he made his decision.
Pedro's asking, was it on Saints IG? No, it was Drew Brees' Instagram. And I guarantee
some of
you.
Some of these comments, jeez, on Pete's. The first one.
Stop it.
This
is last year?
This was last year.
No, yeah. We don't need to go through that. It's on there. I'm telling you, look for it.
Cooper over on Instagram a year ago. Or 46 weeks ago, to be exact. Could have just stayed home and gave Bridgewater and the real Saints fans more hope for the future.
Stop it. It was a year ago?
Another one.
No, we're not going through those comments. I just wanted to get a time frame. So
definitely retiring.
Stop it.
He didn't retire.
What 1 to 2 weeks, then what you're telling me is around the same time frame as last year.
Correct.
Okay. Because I thought it was a little sooner at first.
Mm-mm.
So you're telling me.
It's February.
Even though you couldn't find the photo.
Because it's not there, Gus.
What do you think? He just took it away?
I mean, I'll search for it besides on Instagram.
Google it.
I will.
Brees announces he's coming back. Instagram.
But I'm giving
what
you an educated
up?
Guess.
Well, let's make sure. Because he said that. And I thought that was interesting that also he talked about this is a quarterback that we want to sign sooner rather than later. He's telling you he wants to sign Jameis Winston, right? So that was one podcast. Then Sean Payton on ESPN kind of said similar things. Here he is on Tamus.
Jameis Winston, we know we had a year with him. He was fantastic as a leader. Man, he's got tremendous arm talent. He's a young prospect that we like a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you have a player for a season, he's kind of giving you a chance to see what he's about. And there's a little bit of an audition there, but the same audition takes place for us. He's getting a chance to see, hey, this is how they do it here. Does this fit me? Does this head coach, does this position coach, is this a place I feel comfortable playing? And so a lot of times people would say, well, why would you do that for a year? Man, that's invaluable for both sides because it was an opportunity for him to jump into what we're doing. And I know he was very close with Drew and Taysom. That room was rock solid.
Okay, again. Everything he says, and Jack, I'm going to get to you in a second, is very strategic. Did you hear what he said? On another network, he says he thinks he wants to sign him here sooner rather than later. He wants to sign him. He says it. He wants Jameis Winston. Secondly, he mentions, and he kind of comes across to me like a college coach, like Coach Ogeron. He was recruiting him, right? But listen to the way he said it and the words he said it. It's for Jameis and his people. It's for other teams, perhaps, to be interested in Jameis Winston. When he mentions, hey, it's a chance for him to see if this is the best place and fit for him. That's a message. It's a place for him to see, do you have the right quarterbacks, coach, right offensive coordinators? Is it the right system? Is it the right locker room? Did you also notice that he mentioned about Jameis Winston being a leader? He was recruiting him. And he's also telling other teams and probably put it in the back of Jameis's mind and his agent, look, when you go sit down with other people and you get all these offers, you know, as Amy said last hour, you know the constant. You know what you have here. You know it. You know what you're going to get. You know what the offense is going to be. You know the locker room. You already have the locker room behind you. You know it. Right? Keep that in mind when you go somewhere else where it's maybe a first-year head coach, where maybe it's a bunch of changes, where maybe it's a team that hasn't been successful. I think that was very strategic for Sean Payton to come out this week. And again, it's on purpose. He knows when he gets booked yesterday that he's going to be on CBS, ESPN, and you name it. You know what they're going to ask him. He knows what they're going to ask him. Drew Brees, Jameis Winston. They'll eventually save about a minute or two of the interview for his take on the Bucs in the Super Bowl. He knows that when he sits down and agrees to do it. And what did he use? All the platforms and all the interviews he did yesterday to tell everybody that he wants to sign Jameis Winston, like, soon.
Decoy.
Right? No, stop it. No. And also, why he likes him. Specifically, leader, arm talent, locker room behind him, all those different things. I think that's him. Look, he saw what Stafford did, all these. He's letting everybody know, guys, that's great. Y'all may like him. We found our guy. Now, you want to say decoy. I don't know. Jack, it's about a minute and a half here. What you got, man?
Okay, first of all, I didn't call for this, but I think Sean might be trying to drive up the price for Jameis. That way other teams waste money on him. Just a thought. Because if I was Jameis, I'd go to Chicago. Think what a low bar that is. You know, it would be hard to follow Brees here.
Right.
You know?
Low bar.
And look, last week you were talking about the possible Brees ringtones. What do you think about this? What do you think if somebody much more talented than me put all those songs together and maybe made a Broadway musical? And I know the title track. You remember the Bob Seger song, Turn the Page?
Mm-hmm.
That could be the whole thing. You could take Breeze to Broadway.
Okay.
And Gus, I know you're about... And one more thing. When you were talking about earlier in the... Ellie, you were talking about how people were, you know, criticizing Brady and Breeze and all of these guys. Anybody who's fond and faulting any of those guys is a Twitter troll or just an internet troll. The only thing I'll say about that is I think if Breeze or if Aaron Rodgers had been in New England, I'm not sure if they'd have any less Super Bowls than they do now.
Right.
Because I do think the team around you, and I also think Bill Belichick's the greatest coach in the history of any sport, really.
I hear you, man. I hear you, so, Jack. Like I said, it's trolls would be a good way to put it, because some of it I don't know. But it's sad. Some people actually feel and believe that way. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
There he goes. Quick break. We come back. Ross Jackson. If we go to break, what are you grinning about?
So I mucked up. I do have it. Uh-huh. It was on the thing.
I know it
I
was.
Saw the, yeah. I saw it, but it was in the caption.
Uh-huh.
So thank you, Kevin and WD for life.
Thank you, guys. I can depend on y'all and not
it my It was
answer.
In his caption, okay?
Thank you. I need a
my
date.
My feelings.
I need a date.
Okay.
Hurry up. Ross is coming up.
The date is February 18th, 2020.
February 18th. So Ross Jackson, next
14 days
on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm counting.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. As always, a pleasure when Mr. Ross Jackson joins us. Locked On Saints, among many other things, at Ross Jackson Nola is the way to follow on Twitter. Ross, how are you, sir?
How are you doing, man? Appreciate you as always having me on.
Lots to talk about, man. So Jordan went and got, I want it to be accurate because yes. We just played Sean Payton telling Will Brinson, look, it's going to be about the next week or two, we'll hear it. I wanted to get a time frame. Is it the same time frame? Is it sooner? Is whatever. So Jordan, you found the date when he posted the Hawaii picture.
Yes, it was Luke Skywalker, like, and it's 14 days. What? He has what? February 18th.
Okay.
The picture was of a mountain, and it looked like, if you've seen Return of Skywalker, it looks like the abandoned.
Yeah.
Goes and takes his own time.
Right,
so
there you go.
To
so
heal.
Now you're really looking at it. I just needed a date. So Ross, my point is, it's around the same time frame on that. But I think you take that the way he answered it, and then him moving right into Jameis. I think we know what's coming in 2 weeks, Ross. But specifically, he's not coming back, right? Even though Damari Davis on Good Morning Football this morning says I'd like him to come back.
Yeah, I think DeMario is you know, doing the right thing, right?
Right.
It's like, yeah, we would all love to have Drew Brees back and all that other stuff, but I don't see a reality in which he returns for another season. I mean, it would handicap the team in terms of what they're doing in the salary cap situation. And I mean, you know, look, Brittany Brees went to Instagram and posted all about his injuries, so he had the UCL tear the year before. All signs tend to point to, and as you mentioned, the way that this organization continues to talk about bringing back Jameis and the way that Sean Payton talks about Jameis getting his opportunity after Drew Brees retires, all of those things tend to point to the idea that Drew Brees, when he makes his announcement, that announcement likely will be that he is retiring. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's waiting. Like, there's no – he doesn't need to compete with the Super Bowl media, you know, Radio Row throughout this week in terms of the – potential end of a Hall of Fame game, you know, Hall of Fame career, and nor does he need to compete with the aftermath of the Super Bowl either, right? So I would say that probably the week after, like 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, makes the most sense. The February 18th date kind of aligns with that in terms of when he made his announcement last year that he would be coming back. That seems to make the most sense for me, and it gives the same time before the March 15th start of, you know, when you can start talking to free agents and things like that so that they have a really good understanding of what their cap situation will be by the time the free agents deal with them.
Ross, I always say this, and I know Brian has said it a ton, Brian Bieniemy, we always joke about it, and I think you and I have talked about it. If you listen to Sean Payton, he's telling you how he feels and what he thinks. Look, man, I mean, when he says we hope to sign him sooner rather than later, I don't know how else to take that other than he wants Jameis Winston on his team. I mean, I don't know how else to take that other than what he says that. And I also think he's very strategic in how he described why and also came across like a college recruiter, felt like listening to Ogeron or Saban, in which he said, hey, look, it's also an audition for us, for him. You know, what's your quarterback going to be like, or what's your situation, your coaches, your system, what kind of locker room you have. So I thought that was a message being sent not only to Jameis, but any potential suitors of, hey, look, you're going to have to compete with a lot of things that Jameis already knows, that there's a known there.
Right.
Didn't you feel that he did that on purpose?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned a couple of other folks. You mentioned, you know, Coach O, you mentioned Nick Saban. Those are also guys to where what they tell you is what they mean to tell you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're along with Coach Payton, they're all very specific about their word choice, their directive, the way that they speak, the way that they talk about each other, the way they talk about their team. I think it's absolutely right. And I think that it's right for the Saints as well to lean in on familiarity and comfort when it comes down to Jameis Winston, because Jameis Winston essentially spent a year in that system. They gave him the opportunity to throw a touchdown pass in the playoffs against his former team. there's comfort, there's familiarity, there's an understanding of his situation, where he's coming from and what he wants to do that he's not going to have anywhere else. And retaining Jameis Winston allows the Saints to have a really comfortable sort of transition into familiarity after Drew Brees as well. And, you know, no one is going to be able to, quote unquote, follow up or fill Drew Brees' shoes by any means. But if you can follow up that career with somebody that you're comfortable with, that you know, and that you spent a year or a few years with, even in Taysom Hill's case, there's still advantageous sort of directives within that opportunity.
Ross, I think one of the other aspects of this too is we're waiting for that to happen position wise in terms of quarterback, but refilling your coaches is just as important. I can't find a single person that is unhappy with Chris Richard being the new defensive backs coordinator. And you know what? If maybe I need a defensive coordinator sometime in the near future, well, there's going to be one already in the building.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Saints right now essentially sit in a situation where they've got three defensive coordinators on their defensive coaching roster between Dennis Allen, Brian Nielsen, and Chris Richard now. And that's a really great situation for them to be in. You know, Ryan Nielsen right now is getting attention from the Green Bay Packers. He was interviewed for their defensive coordinator position, and the Saints just continue, despite the fact that they've lost the folks that they have, they've continued to find ways to build and make really good decisions around continuing to fill those spots. You know, promoting Ryan Nielsen to assistant head coach in place of Dan Campbell, grabbing Chris Richard, who's done some incredible points. He was essentially the architect or a part of the architecture for the Legion of Boom back in 2010, 2011, as it started to take form, and then saw it through two Super Bowl appearances and a Super Bowl victory, a 28-interception season. You know, him being a guy that finishes up, I think it was 209 passing yards allowed per game his final year as a defensive coordinator with the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, he has put together a really, really sparkling resume. The only reason why he ended up getting ousted in Seattle after that very season is because they were ridding themselves of the entire Legion of Boom regime, Pete Carroll was, and then the reason why he ended up being on the outs in Dallas is because they cleaned out that entire coaching staff once they moved on from Jason Garrett. So, you know, you can't really look at his resume and find a blemish on it that is, you know, not short-sighted at least. He's a really, really great hire, and he had a lot of defensive coordinator attention this offseason, but chose to come to New Orleans, be a part of that culture, and decide that that was the best choice for him and his family.
I think one of the other things that stands out to me as well is you have to imagine that whole culture you're talking about that you're building is a reason to not only recruit players, but a lot of times you don't think about it when it comes to coaches too, right? Coaches kind of want to come by here, right? Are you surprised that there isn't more of a quote-unquote tree under Sean Payton?
Yeah, I am. I mean, you know, I'm glad to see, like, Joe Lombardi, quarterback coach, he's headed over to be the offensive coordinator now in Los Angeles at the Chargers. I think that's a great start there. Dan Campbell now on the way. But this is really the first time we've seen this take shape, despite the fact that Pete Carmichael has put together the exact same offense that Sean Payton has put together over the exact same amount of time. And he's just kind of stayed hidden, you know. Same thing for guys like Joe Lombardi and others. I mean, Joel Thomas is somebody that should get a lot of respect and a lot of recognition, the Saints running back coach, for what he's done with the running back room in New Orleans, a position that widely across the NFL is undervalued, but has become one of the most important positions for the New Orleans Saints' success over the past four seasons. And he's been a huge part of that. Curtis Johnson, right? Like the wide receiver coach, there are some really, really outstanding coaches under and around Sean Payton that haven't really gotten the attention that you would expect them to get, that we've seen from other guys who spend, you know, 20 minutes in a room with Sean McVay, and all of a sudden they're the wonder kid, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's always a really interesting thing, but, you know, it's hard to complain about it, right? Because you love seeing the success over the near two decades here, but at the same time, eventually that's gonna show up. And we started to see the first impetus of that this year.
I want to ask you just your quick thoughts on the Lions-Rams trade. How surprised are you at what the Lions got in return? I thought it was... a heck of a hole, right? Picks, starting quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they came out really good. I also think that the Rams came out really well in this, too, because they're a team that has established that they don't need first-round picks to be successful, right? They've been trading away their first-round picks, starting with the first round in 2017 that they traded away to draft Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. And the last big issue they've had on their team is the guy that they spent the first-round pick on. So you look at the value and the way that they look at first-round picks, they haven't needed to use them. They've done a really good job building in the middle of the draft. and they've done a great job. You know, they're a, what, three out of four seasons now they've been a playoff team despite not having first-round picks. So it just kind of goes to show you that, like, the value of a first-round pick is subjective in that it's obviously value, but how you utilize it is the most important part. So both of these teams doing a really good job building their teams and maybe opening up their offense for Los Angeles and maybe getting a guy that, you know, Dan Campbell and the coaching staff really likes in Jared Goff. So I love what they got for him, but I'm also not too, you know, shocked or upset at all with what the Rams gave up to get him.
Speak with Ross Jackson. Ross Jackson NOLA is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Locked On Saints, senator for the Saints Canal Street Chronicles. We talked to you last week during the Senior Bowl. I know you have some nice things to say. I thought it was interesting to hear Mel Kiper afterwards say he sees Mac Jones now going 8. You know, whether it's the Panthers or, you know, 15 no longer further than that. Did you agree with that? Do you think he had that good of a performance to where he's no longer going to be there at the bottom of the first round? And I ask, of course, because, you know, Saints fans, by the way, well, he's going to be there.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because I've kind of teased around that idea, too, that it makes sense when you look at all of the factors in that you could see Trey Lance, you know, Zach Wilson, these other two guys, Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence, who are without a doubt at the top of their class, you could see those guys fly off the board very quickly. And the conversation then becomes about Trey Lance and Mac Jones in terms of who's quarterback for there. Do you want somebody that's more a developmental prospect that has played one game in the last season, right, in Trey Lance, or against small school competition and who faltered a bit when he got up against a very good defense in UCA, the one showcase he got in the 2020 college season? Or do you go with a guy that you've seen success with more recently in Mac Jones and a guy that your coaching staff, in the case of the Carolina Panthers, worked with for that entire week, got to talk to, got to see, how does he take coaching? How does he take to the NFL environment? So there's the advantage of having been in the room with him for the Carolina Panthers that may put them in a position to where they feel like he's their guy. And if they end up, which is what we say in the draft all the time, right? It only takes one team to fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, it could absolutely happen. I could also see them potentially maybe feeling more comfortable about trading back and then being able to select and pick up a couple of picks or something like that. You know, go back a couple of spots and pick up some more of those mid-round picks or anything to allow a team to get into the top 10. But if he's your guy, you take your guy where you are.
I love your latest pod back from on Monday, Mock Draft Monday. I'm going to tell people, got to go check that out. You talk about some of the Senior Bowl draft prospects, an LSU Tiger. I want to close out with this before I get your Super Bowl kind of thing to keep an eye on here. Obviously, I did Arkansas Game Day, so I watched Felipe Franks. There were some games where I'm like, you know, that wouldn't be a bad project to sort of kind of see and develop. I mean, there were some things that I could see at that next level. And I spoke with, obviously, Clint Stern, who's the quarterback on our set, and he wanted him to come back one more year.
Yeah.
What's your, like, your 30-second take teaser to go listen to the podcast about Felipe Franks?
Yeah, my thing about Felipe Franks is that if you are a proponent of the idea of Jameis Winston being the quarterback in New Orleans, Felipe Franks has the tools, the prototypical size, and the arm strength to replicate that same kind of success in a transitionary period from the NFL, going into the NFL, where you're expected to fix things, change things, a teachable moment for him coming into the NFL. There are some things that can be adjusted a little bit easier in that environment than maybe in an environment to where you allow a guy to spend 6-7 years developing bad habits and then having to try to change them. He's essentially a rookie, adjustable, moldable version of what you like in terms of the traits of Jameis Winston.
Very interesting take on that. All right, what are we seeing Sunday, man?
I don't think that the weather thing, which has been a hot topic issue, I don't think the weather thing is going to factor too much. I do think they're going to come in under on this one. I think the over-under for this one is like 56. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So I'm going to take Kansas City to close it out. I think it's interesting to watch, the young guy in Patrick Mahomes go up against the elder statesman in Tom Brady. I think we'll see Tom Brady back next year, but I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one. Based on just Patrick Mahomes being an absolute magician out on the field, and the home field advantage that Tampa Bay is going to have maybe comes up a little bit short.
Here it is. Ross Jackson. Appreciate it as always, sir.
Always, man. Always a pleasure. I appreciate you. Stay safe.
Yeah, for sure. Y'all got to go check out that podcast. Lots of good info. He touches on 5 Senior Bowl draft prospects, a top linebacker to keep an eye on, Touches on Felipe Franks and that LSU Tiger I was touching on as well. Always chock full of good info. All right, Jordan. That was a good Star Wars reference, by the way.
Really did good. You check out the picture?
I have not checked out. You hadn't noticed, I was doing an interview. I'm working. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
See you, other one.
It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
The moon and bag pendant is just $99, and it sparkles with a diamond.
At Ramsey's.com.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. Hi, Jordan. What do you want to tell me about the picture?
It looks nice. It's a nice picture.
All right, so February 18th, huh? Do you want to put a reminder
February
on your phone?
18th.
It's February. Say it.
February 18th.
It's not. There's an R there. There is an R.
I'm going to go with the majority rule.
No. There's an R there. There is an R there. All right, I wanted to address the bottom of the hour. The Pels. But we can talk your phone calls, obviously, about the conversation we've been having. What did you make of Sean Payton's comments on Jameis Winston yesterday? His comments on Drew Brees a week or two. Jordan and I, okay, like, it's February 18th, so it's around the same time frame to give you a time frame. But I want to talk about the 123-101 win because I'm watching this, and so... I don't think this is just me trying to come up with, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. But yesterday, would you say, Jordan, the overwhelming majority of people that cover the team, work for the team, coach the team, as in Stan Van Gundy, mm-hmm. Why do I keep saying that? Calling it the best game of the year that they played, right? The best game. I mean, this guy's hitting three.
Now ball the crossover and a beautiful hook feed to Willie who misses the layup. He just threw it up there with a left hand too strong. Now Paul, that's a beautiful pass to Crowder trailing. Missed the lefty three.
One man fast break.
And there goes Josh Hart all the way. Kick it out right corner. Lonzo Ball for three. Yes!
That's nice. That's a good catch and shoot.
Right? He shot a three. Even this guy got off the bench and shot a three.
Zion. The right wing three is splashed down.
He hit a three. Josh Hart hit a three. I mean, it was three here, three there, three everywhere. Threes were going in. Zion's dunking. You had all these different elements going on. Do you want to hear the big dunk again?
Why not?
Just one more time.
Held up his dribble.
It'll make
Todd
feel better.
It, throws it back out long to Booker. Shot clock at
eight. My favorite part.
Booker
Ready?
Is hemmed out there in the sideline right on the hash mark. Crosses over. floats it to nobody.
Right there. Floats it to nobody. That is such a creative way to say he just blew the shot. It was a floater.
And that's what he meant?
Yeah. Well, no. I guess it's a pass. He floated it to nobody. I mean, it went to nowhere.
Steal Reddick. Reddick up the floor to
Bledsoe. Kick it up.
Alley-oop Zion!
Yes, sir.
Come on, baby! Right-hand tomahawk. What a feed for Bled. And that literally brought Zion Thunder from the Raptors.
All right, so here's my point. I'm watching that, right? And you're watching it, and you're hearing it, and you're hearing everything afterwards. And Zion is incredible. 28 points, 6 assists, 7 rebounds, a steal. He's doing things, again, that, you know, you look at statistically, he's had a nice start to his NBA career.
He's 9 points away from the 1K club.
Okay, so I'm just saying, this popped in my head this morning. In the last 4 games, they defeated the Milwaukee Bucks. You say they're good?
Very good.
It was a little, made me sweat a little, but they played really well. They were up by, 29?
It's what Antonio Daniels said. They let the Bucks get back into it.
And then yesterday, they played, by coach's words, their best game of the season.
Yeah.
In between, well, you know.
Well, they did.
The Houston game and the Sacramento game, right? But that's my point. So what I'm saying is I'm confused. 6 days ago, I was trying to tell you guys last Friday, I said, you know, I could take away 3-4 losses, and this team's going to kind of be like where everyone else is at. I mean, what you saw yesterday, just yes or no, then we'll get to Cage and Go. Yes or no. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are they a good team? By what you saw yesterday on the court.
The Phoenix Suns.
No, man, the Pelicans.
Yes, they're a good team when they're guard play.
Are we the home of the Phoenix Suns? Well, you were
talking. No,
you know what? We're going to Cage and Go. No chance. It was a simple question. Why would I ask you about the Suns?
You asked me about the Bucks. Are they a good team? So it's like you.
Anyway, Cage and Go. What you got?
Gus, I'm gonna tell you what the frustration is. The frustration is, you know, you have the talent to do it, mm-hmm. and it's not getting done. Let's also remember last night that he actually had a 10-man rotation last night. And Jordan, if you want to start the fan club with me, I am starting the Willie fan club.
I was actually
taking the place of
the
Okafor fan club.
Yes.
Yep. We're going to start our Willie. Because let me tell you something, Gus. That was the difference. I don't care what anybody, I know, where's his numbers, this or that. It's the intangibles of what this guy brings to the game when he comes off the bench. This is the first game I've actually seen the bench extend the lead mm-hmm. and play great defense. Coach said that this was Zion's best defensive game. You know why? Because when Adams is off the floor and he's got to play defense, he's still learning. So he's still behind. But when Willie's on the floor with him, he loses nothing. Adams and Willie Hernandez have that middle solidly defend. So, I mean, I think it was just good coaching last night, which I haven't seen a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we say, oh, we want to fire. I don't want to fire anybody. I just want to see something better.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see something better out of management and everything. Even Reddick last night played a better game because of the floor spacing.
All right, so I'm glad you're saying that, because I think you're onto something. But this is my conundrum, right?
Uh-huh.
They're 20 games in. So how?
What took so long?
No. Okay. So you went straight to there. You went to what took so long.
Yes.
So you believe in 20 games, we should be what? Better organized, better play, better defensively, better in 20 games?
No. Well, you know, when you go to the casino, you kind of know what your cards are. You kind of look at them, make sure you know before you play them.
This is the worst. You realize this analogy is terrible.
No.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, it's. You got to know what you have on
Keep
your
going,
bench.
Keep going, Jordan. That's a good analogy.
You think it's a good analogy? I have no idea what you're referring to. What's the analogy here?
When you go to the blackjack table, make sure you look at your cards before you play them out.
Fantastic. And then you're praying and hoping that the next card helps you. Is that what you're saying? Hoping?
How did we not know what we had on the bench?
What do you mean you didn't know? Because you haven't played them.
Exactly.
Right? Which is to what KJ Goat's point
is. If you don't play them, how do you know?
I agree with you. But here's what I'm saying. You are now in 20 games. I mean, you're only 20 games in. So you start with, okay, this is the idea of what I want to do. And then as you go along, you go, okay, well, maybe I need to do this. And then as you go along, okay, well, maybe I need to sort of do this, right?
I meant poker reference, look, not blackjack.
Okay, but my point is...
I don't know. Look.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I get where you're coming from, Gus. But you can't tell me if you're having a practice, and everybody is saying how good this guy's practicing, and you don't even give him a chance on the floor... Other than after a game,
I know.
Then maybe it's not that that's what your ideas are. But maybe management needs to get out of the way of the coaching and let the coaching coach. Could that be the problem? Because we want to get Jackson Hayes time, and he's not deserving the time? That's the question.
I think, look, Zion yesterday talked about Kyra in that he's incredible at practice. And that he's looking forward to seeing what his potential is going to sort of be. So I'm with you on this. Like, I don't know why you can't find minutes on that. So, but you bring up something that I think has happened, and they've kind of admitted to it. They started with a plan that they thought they were going to go. I mean, David Griffin last week, in reference to Kyra, said, I was looking at this as a redshirt season for him. Last year, when they drafted Jackson Hayes, before the injuries and everything, they were thinking about sending him to the G League, which obviously that probably should have been the case, but you needed him. So I think they started with that plan. The season starts Cajun Goat. They get play out of their guards, and you got to play this kid. He's showing he can play. Yes, he's showing you at practice. And again, there's your conundrum. Do I play my vets? Do I not play my vets? Am I still seeing what I have in Lonzo? Okay, so he's in a slump. He's struggling. Can he play out of it? How does he handle this? Here's a trade rumor. Since the trade rumor, he's played better, but his problem is consistency. Bookends. The Milwaukee game, the Suns game. Best Lonzo. That's the Lonzo you want and need. The problem is you also saw the Lonzo that's been the problem this year against Houston and Sacramento. So, I guess what I'm trying to get at is I'm trying to think, if I'm David Griffin, I see there's a potential on this squad and on this roster with certain players that probably I was thinking about moving. So do I wait a few more games, or do I wait a season to see what can develop or not? You see what I'm saying? I don't know, Cajun Goat.
I got you with the movement of players and stuff like that. If you got a great deal, yeah, but I agree with you with Lonzo. He has changed his game the last four games or so, but Lonzo does take plays off. If Lonzo plays like he played last night, I'd love to keep Lonzo. But is he going to be consistent?
Right.
And that's what you need to figure out.
And here's the thing, exactly what you just said it. How do I figure that out? I might have lost too, because look, you know me. I wanted him for the best for both.
Hey,
parties.
Jordan, yeah. Willie Train!
Hey!
Oh, all right, conductors, I gotta hit the break. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Gary is refinancing his home, so he shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting him up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision he'll never regret, unlike taking that gig in the testing lab at the deodorant company.
Raise your arm, please. Oh, man, I hate this job.
Pretty regrettable, Gary. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 1168.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell from Men's Total Health, and last year I paid them a visit at the clinic. It's in Metairie on Vets behind the Fidelity Building on Ferran. I went to get tested and see if I had low T to get an overall look at my health. Low T can cause insomnia, brain fog, and overall self-confidence issues. Go get tested. On-site labs give you the results that visit. So with the new year, resolve to get back to being the old you. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. They accept all major insurances, so visit menstotalhealth.net today and let them know the Sports Hangover sent you.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell.
Yep. By the way, I don't know why this just popped in my head. You're too young. I screwed that about Captain Kangaroo. That's your new captain. That's your name, Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo.
Well, Todd just...
Captain Kangaroo. Go Google it tonight. Go YouTube it. You're Captain Kangaroo. You and your train. You the Cajun goat. Captain Kangaroo. All right. By the way, Pelicans Weekly, 6 o'clock tonight. Apparently, you want to tune in.
Yes. Very groundbreaking information.
It actually is kind of groundbreaking because I'm at a loss.
I hope Todd asks.
Are you at a loss?
I hope you ask him why he's doing this.
I don't know. It's about
Willie.
Well,
not anymore.
It's Hernan Gomez.
Willie Hernan Gomez.
We've been referencing him as Willie.
It's what it says on the box.
Hernan Gomez.
What it says.
Apparently that is not what he wants to be referred to.
Nope.
Is it difference maker? What does he want a new name? Like, is he just going by like,
no, I mean, it's along the same realm as Willie, but just one letter's changed.
Oh, okay. That's at 6 o'clock tonight, huh? Okay.
I guess he asked them this.
Okay.
So I guess we'll be hearing this name.
So, look, Cajun Goat brought this up. And if you remember Stan Van Gundy, back when Willie had his debut. Remember that?
Old Willie.
Well, I get, yeah, well. Hernan Gomez. How about that?
There you go.
There we go.
H-Town.
This was February 2nd after the game.
That's a great question, Ollie. It really is. And it's something that we'll have to talk about. We know that Willie's a good player. We knew when we signed him. I was excited about the signing. He's a good basketball player with some experience. So your decision becomes basically – you know, are you going to play him and take the minutes from a young guy like Jackson Hayes? I mean, that's what it comes down to. And that's really as simple as a decision gets. You know, it's either he or Jackson. It's not going to be both of them.
Out of the entire bench last night for the Pelicans, Jordan, there was one player who didn't touch the court.
Jackson Hayes.
It was Jackson Hayes. That was literally the only player that didn't. Now, Stan Van Gundy said that, right? If Willie's to play, well, then it's not going to be Jackson. So that's the thing that's going to be interesting moving forward. Because, again, my question that I threw to Cajun Goat that I throw out there to Pels fans. Jackson Hayes is the 10th overall pick of last year's first round, right? Do you not need to have him continuing to develop? Or do you sit there and say, well, look, this guy is helping me now. He is also a young player in Hernan Gomez. So continue to play him.
Well, apparently it's not a surprise. It's Billy.
What?
Billy.
Who's Billy?
Billy Hernan Gomez. Apparently Todd said it's not a surprise. You could say it.
Are you talking about Willie?
No, Billy.
What do you mean? Who's Billy?
The new player.
The Pel's got a new player named Billy?
Yeah.
Okay. What's his last name?
Hernan Gomez.
I thought his name was Willie.
No, it's Billy.
You sure?
Yep.
New is identity. Is a joke? Or?
New identity.
Is he joking you? Or?
No.
Are you? Do we have confirmation?
Todd said it's not a surprise, you fool.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay. I, okay, so I guess... I guess we'll find out at 6 o'clock today as to why it's Billy Hernan Gomez, not Willie Hernan Gomez. Okay. Easy enough. We'll figure it out. So. Just tune in today. Pelicans Weekly each and every Thursday right here on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Because look, again, and that's why I had like this overall big question today. And normally, Jordan, I do this. I will pose a question when I absolutely have a motive in mind as to why I'm asking this, to hope that you either answer it a certain way or I'm hoping the answer will lead to a conversation. Mm-hmm. So yes, I normally do that. It's called setting it up. But I legitimately... I'm sitting there today wondering this, right? Because I, again, 6 days ago, last Friday, what did I say on the show? I don't think this team is as horrible, terrible, blow it up. I mean, you should see some of these tweets. I get it. But I said, if I take away some of those losses, and I know you can't, but some of those losses you could have won. Teams that play longer together could have won. Teams that have built a rapport with one another could have won. Teams whose players actually drain shots could have won. They're capable of making those shots as well. So I think when you look at all those different elements, that's why I'm wondering, like, again, let's just take the last four and the bookends. It's the Bucks and the Suns. You have two of the best efforts that you've seen with some of the players that many fans are ready to trade in trade machines for fun. And then you have two games in the middle where you go, some of those same players, you go, what's going on? And in there, you find this guy named Hernan Gomez. We're going to figure out his first name at some point. Like, there it is. What do you do with Kyra? And Zion's comments on Kyra, does that help or not? I just think you have to be, to an extent, patient and see what happens. Why are you grinning? Why are you grinning?
Got a special guest on the show.
Special guest on the show on line one, VIP line. Who's this? I know, it's Graf, buddy. I was setting it up. I was being funny. Hi, Graf. How you doing?
My head's about to explode with you two fools.
What are you talking about?
I can't
about?
Take it anymore. Holy mackerel.
What are we doing right. wrong?
Yeah, what did we do wrong? I don't know what you're doing
wrong. I just did a 15-minute interview. Uh-huh. With our center, backup mm-hmm. center, Billy Hernan Gomez, who will be on the show tonight, Pelicans Weekly at 6 o'clock.
Billy.
I know it says Willie. I know it says Willie in all the rosters and everything. I specifically asked him because I have heard Stan Van Gundy mention Billy, and we kind of looked at each other a couple nights ago up in the right. booth going, well, what's Well, since we figured out that he was going to be on the show, I asked him specifically today how he would like to be known as Willie or Billy, and he said Billy.
Billy.
So everybody out there in radio land,
okay.
don't call him Willie anymore. It's Billy. This is right from his mouth.
Did you ask him why?
You got to go. It's evidently there's some confusion with the W. I don't know. Maybe it's a Spain thing. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But that's what his teammates call him.
Billy.
That's what his coaches call him.
Billy.
Yes. And that's okay. what he wants to be called.
Okay.
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 So don't say Willie anymore. No,
no more Willie.
Free Willie hashtag.
Free Billy.
Out there.
Is it yes. Free Billy?
Yes.
If I were him, I would have done Diddley.
I mean, this isn't a you know, a slapstick routine, Goose.
I was trying my best. You know, I'm glad you caught that. I was trying to do my best. Who's on first?
I'm not in the mood for that right now. You guys are making my head explode.
Why? I was doing my best.
Football season's over. I'm not supposed to be stressed anymore.
You shouldn't be stressed.
You know?
You shouldn't be stressed. By the way,
last night was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Okay. Duke Zion.
Smart.
Yes. Here it is.
Crosses over.
Here it is.
Floats it to nobody.
That's my favorite part of the highlight, aside from the dunk. Floats it to nowhere.
Yep. That was a pass that literally ended up. It was supposed to be intended for a son.
Right, well, hold on. You're going to interrupt yourself.
Right hand tomahawk. What a feed for Bled. And that literally brought Zion thunder from the raft.
Did you get off your seat when you said that?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I kind of black out when those things happen. I literally don't. There was like people telling me, "Boy, that was a great call." I was like, what did I say? I don't even remember what I said.
You actually did. You said you heard the call today for the first time.
Well, right, exactly. And no, it was good. It was that's what, you know, we need to get. We got to get some excitement because, you know, the way they played last night was exciting, mm-hmm. and they did it on both ends of the floor.
Okay. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Are we going to talk about it tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Right. We'll talk about it. But tonight,
you know,
listen
to
the graph on Pelicans Weekly with Billy Hernan Gomez.
Hernan Gomez.
Yeah.
The best part about that highlight, though, that play, was the fact that Bledsoe scooped it up with his left hand, his offhand, and Zion dunked it in with his right hand, his offhand. That was the best part about that play.
I kind of like the floater to nowhere. Feed. Okay.
I'm talking about the alley-oop.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm still stuck on the floater to nowhere. It's a good call.
Gee, appreciate it, Gus. You had a good call yesterday, too.
Hey, we both got wins. I
mean, in the radio bubble in Wichita.
In the radio bubble, exactly. All right, my friend. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll talk about the game because it's an interesting game against the Pacers. We'll talk about that game and what you
saw.
Because I'm going to go back to trying to understand this. You know, what do I do? Do I wait? Do I not? That's what I do. So I'll figure it out. But it's Billy Hernan Gomez tonight with the graph on Pelicans Week.
By the way, thank you, King Cake Mafia Todd.
What?
Yeah, by the way, I did it again, Gus. I bailed out the intern.
Unbelievable. At NT Graph, go follow him on Twitter if you want King Cake. It's the Sports Angle over on ESPN New Orleans. No control.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
A heart inside a crescent moon?
Yes, and I Love You to the Moon and Back is engraved inside.
The moon and back pendant is just $99 and it sparkles with a diamond.
$199 with a gold heart and a diamond.
And just $499 with a rose gold heart covered in diamonds.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana on Veterans between Bonneville and West End.
Sports is using technology to take the fan experience to the next level. When it comes to hiring, there's one solution that's been advancing its technology for years, ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter's technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max.
You have a pest.